Audiomo, Christmas, Winter. We've just driven through Knightsbridge and driven past Harrods. The buildings resplendent with their Christmas splendour, white lights twinkling. It's a cold, frosty evening, and Christmas is only a few short weeks away. I'm already excited, young and full of the magic of Christmas. Earlier on, we went to Trafalgar Square, where we ate fish and chips in a small cafe. The square was full of people, shopping, busy, busy, busy. Then we walked past a toy shop, and in the window I saw something. Something amazing. Something I coveted for a long time. We stop, me, my mum and my dad. The air misting around us, the ground already beginning to be covered with frost. And I gaze into the window with longing eyes. It's a Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back AT-AT Walker. A huge piece of plastic splendour. I want it. I need it. I yearn for it. But it's expensive. It's actually very expensive. Over £50. And this was, well, over 30 years ago. The weeks drag on, and eventually we have snow and frost, and the real magic happens. The Christmas tree goes up. The lights, the garlands, the tinsels, the baubles. And there is absolute excitement in the air. Every morning I get up to go to school and I'm greeted by the tree. And at night, frost and snow glow through my window. I remember the Christmas Eve. It was a snowy Christmas Eve, a perfect Christmas Eve. We'd just been to next door neighbours to give them our presents, and we'd had a drink and a chat and a laugh. And we crunched home, the snow bright beneath the street lamps. I lay in bed. Downstairs I can hear my mum and dad talking. But outside there's a moon glow and snow glow. And it is absolutely perfect. I can even hear carol singers outside the bedroom window. And for a moment, I think they are angels. I can't sleep. Too excited. My stomach in knots, yearning to hear the sound of footsteps in the snow or hooves on the roof or bells jingling. Christmas. The sacred, the wonderful, the magical, the amazing, the splendid time. Somehow I sleep. Somehow I manage to drift away. And then the next day, early, dawn barely touching the sky, I get downstairs. There are presents under the tree. Parcels full of promise and excitement. Some square, some oblong, some odd shapes. All of them covered in brilliant, colourful paper. I unwrap presents. I have Star Wars figures. I have Lego. The two most amazing things a boy could have. Plus, of course, cowboys and Indians and plastic knights. Amazing. Then I finished. I thanked my mum and dad, and I am so happy I could explode. Then they bring out another box. A very, very large box. A box that's nearly as tall as me. Open my mouth, open my eyes, open wide. I open the box. And it's the attack that I coveted for so many months. I almost cry with joy. And for a very, very long moment, I'm over the bloody moon. I have it. At last. And the world is a perfect place.